We're visiting with Dwight Clary. Dwight, I forgot to ask you for your hometown there.
I live outside of Kansas, Ohio.
Kansas, Ohio, and you are president of Seneca County Farm Bureau, right?
That's correct.
And also a board member for District 1 of Farm Bureau?
For Seneca County, that is correct.
Okay, I know you had expressed some concern about the agreement that was announced yesterday between the livestock and ag organizations in Ohio and HSUS. And sounds like you did a lot of work last year in the passage of Issue 2.
Yes, not only myself, but many, many people in the counties, in many counties, worked very hard. We did everything from putting up signs around the election time. I personally went to, I think, 5 or 6 different groups and spoke on the issue, worked with 4 or 5 local ag businesses, wrote a letter, and they all sent a letter in their billing about this issue out to our local farmers. That was about close to 1,000 of those went out. And talked to many, many individuals as I worked through the community. I talked to many people about the issue and tried to build support to get Issue 2 passed last year.
And were you getting ready for another battle this fall?
Yes. Matter of fact, our state board representative for our county was at a meeting we had last Friday and was updating us on some of the HSUS's signature campaign and where they were at with that and so forth. So everybody that I knew of was assuming that if they got enough signatures, we would have another battle on our hands, so to speak, this fall.
I saw comments you said you felt betrayed and used by Ohio Farm Bureau.
Yes, many of the things that they agreed to do during the past year when we would have meetings about how to counter HSUS were things that were unacceptable. We couldn't live with those things, and I agreed with that. And many, many people did. And if you look at their website right now, all the respondents at this point in time are very upset and against what Ohio Farm Bureau did. There was countless hours of volunteer time put into this, not to mention dollars that was put into this. And we had a very good, I believe, if I remember correctly, about 65% of the population, the voting population of Ohio, voted to support farmers last year.
Yeah, it was pretty overwhelming. I guess, what I'm hearing from the other side is they just didn't feel like they had the dollars mainly to keep fighting this on a long-term basis.
Well, I think one thing that has really upset a lot of people, I know I've had people calling me today, members, some board members, but just members of our County Farm Bureau. And, being a grassroots organization, most people assume that the power comes from the counties and goes up to the state, from the state to the national. And with a decision of this magnitude, a lot of people are upset that, we've done all this work, we've given all of our time and effort, and then without even asking us, do we want to continue, they just kind of made this agreement with the opposite side, and I haven't seen anybody make a comment that thought this was a good thing. So I think the majority, from what I have gathered at this point, are very upset with Ohio Farm Bureau for taking this action.
Tell me about your farm, if you would, and why you feel so strongly about this.
Well, as several things here, I signed it as president and board member, and I did that for a couple reasons. We have in policy, voted on by our members in our county, that we oppose the efforts of HSUS and other like-kind organizations. And through all this work that I've done, I've talked to probably several hundred of members throughout the county. and it's been overwhelmingly opposing HSUS. So that's why I signed it that way versus an individual, because I felt I was representing as president our policy and as a board member, the members in our county that I have talked to that have told me that support. But we are grain farmers. We no longer have livestock. And some people in the past year in these conversations would say, well, it doesn't even affect you. You don't raise livestock. Well, I raise corn, I raise beans, and I raise wheat. And all three of those are components in feed. I'm a consumer in this state. And, you know, I feel that if somebody doesn't like a production practice or doesn't want to eat meat, vote with your dollar at the grocery store. But don't tell other people that they have to be vegetarians or you can't eat meat that's produced this way. We're not against the we're not for inhumane treatment of animals. And I've written many articles, letters to the editor and so forth, and I pointed out that, you know, farmers want to take good care of their animals because a well-taken care of animal is a profitable animal, and that's why we're here.
And, of course, a lot of people believe that the ultimate goal of HSUS is to do away with animal agriculture altogether.
Yes, that's as I understand it, and I understand they're really a kind of opposed to the use of animals of any kind, whether it's zoos and rodeos and, you know, they apparently, that's as I understand it. But, yes, they want us to be vegetarians. I mean, this is my opinion of what this organization stands for. And they don't want us to have a choice. They have an agenda, and that's what they're trying to spread throughout this country. I mean, this issue is way bigger than Ohio. And but I was very proud last year that we organized and stood up.
So where do you go from here?
Well, you know, some people may be upset that a person speaks out against what Ohio Farm Bureau has done. I feel that that's what makes an organization stronger, and I believe that's what helps keep it on its course. And different views and opinions, respectfully given, make for a better organization. My personal opinion is I think we should fight this. You know, we had an issue in Ohio where a dairy farm had an employee that had abused their cows. And, of course, that was probably going to be used against us. But to me, everybody that has worked and been employed has probably seen somebody where they work who has stolen from their employer or done something they shouldn't have done. The dairy farmer didn't condone this. He didn't want that employee to do this. This was a rogue employee that had taken advantage of a situation. And I felt that Ohio Farm Bureau could have taken that opportunity to brought that to the forefront and said, this is what we do oppose. And we do oppose this. And it's not that they didn't make those kind of statements, but I feel they could have utilized that a lot more to our advantage. But the person that committed those crimes, I hope he's punished to the fullest.
So as far as you yourself personally, I mean, are you considering pulling out of Farm Bureau?
Well, I'm not a quitter. I'm kind of a fighter. And, you know, I would rather stay in here and maybe have to butt a few heads together, you know, mine and somebody else's, but so to speak. But I would rather stay in the organization. And if enough people think like I do, maybe we could redirect what we're doing. That's what I would like to see happen. I would like to see this change to not be what it is today. I'd like to see it go back to where we're defending agriculture from HSUS.
Dwight, I'm out of questions. Any other thoughts on this that you wanted to share?
Well, I would suggest to all other states that are listening that you plan ahead, organize ahead, and be prepared, because HSUS will be coming to your hometown. And if you're prepared, you're that much ahead of the game. And I often have wondered why perhaps more of the states had not organized together to fight this. Since HSUS is such a well-funded and large organization, perhaps instead of you know, picking off state by state as they're doing. Maybe the farm bureaus and other ag organizations throughout the country should be joining together as one united force and then taking them on in whatever state they're in. But I hope things turn around for us here. I think Farm Bureau is a good organization overall and does a lot of good things. This is one thing that I strongly disagree with them on, though.
Thank you, Dwight. Dwight Clary, president of the Seneca County Farm Bureau.